Praise God. Again, I titled the sermon, The Three Stations of Men. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you that everybody in the world is either in one of these three stations. The first one's in the sleep of death. The second is in the spirit of bondage. And the third is in the grace of God. Now let's talk about this sleep of death. There in Romans chapter 3 and verse 10, read with me. Romans 3 and verse 10, it says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God." Now if you skip down to verse 18 with me, it says, "There is no fear of God before their eyes." And we could read all them verses. Amen. It's talking about people that's in the sleep of death. Praise God. Spiritually, they're dead. Amen. Praise God. They're asleep concerning the things of God. Now, everybody that comes into this world is born that way. When we come into the world, we're born spiritually dead. We're spiritually asleep, the Bible says. Praise God. Amen. When we come into the world, we don't love God. We don't fear God. We love the world. We love the things of the world. We have pleasure in sin. We seek after pleasure. We seek after riches. We seek after entertainment. We seek after power. Amen. Praise God. These people are dead while they live. Praise God. Amen. They're walking and they're talking out here in the world, but spiritually they're dead in their sins and their trespasses. Now when we think about a person that's spiritually in the sleep of death, you think about maybe an atheist. They're certainly in that category. They don't believe that God exists, so they don't love God. They don't fear God. And because to them God doesn't exist, they don't seek after God. So they're spiritually dead. Then you have the people that's a deist. They believe that there is a God, but they believe that this God has just walked off and left the earth, and you can't seek Him, you can't know Him, you don't love Him, you don't fear Him. He's nothing, really. He just made it and walked off and left it. They don't fear, amen, God. They don't seek after God. They're not afraid of punishment. They're deists. So they're spiritually asleep too. Then you also have some theists. They believe in this God of the Bible. They believe in a God that intervenes sometimes on earth. But they don't love God. They may say they do, but they don't repent and serve Him. So the Bible says if we say we love Him and we don't keep His commandments, we're not being truthful. They don't fear God. They're not afraid of God. And they don't seek after God. Often they think that God is just pure love, pure mercy, and that God's not going to judge sin. God is not a God that will cast anybody into hell. And they probably think maybe when I'm old and I'm almost dead, I might become a Christian. I got too much living to do right now. Praise God, they're dead. They're asleep in death. Amen. I used to be that way. I used to be what you would call a theist. I believed that there was a God of creation, but I wasn't afraid of Him. I didn't love Him. I didn't seek after Him. And I really didn't know if I was bad enough for Him to put me in the hell. I wasn't afraid. So I was asleep in the sleep of death. Praise God. Now, think about their condition. It'd be like a man that's asleep in his bed in his house. It's burning down around him. People shouting, saying, "Get up, get out of that house before the fire kills you. Get out. There's a fire all the way around you," but they're sleeping so peaceful. They don't hear, amen, the screams. They don't hear, praise God, the fire alarm. They don't sense the smoke. They don't sense the flame. They're at peace in their sleep. And that's how the world is, most of the world today. They're content to be in sin. They're content to be lost. They ain't worried about their condition. They don't know that the fire is coming, that the fire is going all the way around them. They ain't worried about it. Praise God, they need to be woke up. They need to be awakened that they can know their condition. Psalms 119 says, "Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." Open mine eyes, God. With what? Thy law. How do you wake sinners up that they're not worried about God? They're not afraid of God? By the law of God. By the law of God. The Bible says that the law converts souls. That law is truth and it converteth the sinner, the Bible says. Amen. The law of God. Let's think about them Ten Commandments there. Praise God. That is the what God requires of all men. That's the duty of all men, Ecclesiastes says, to keep the commandments of God and to fear God. And God has a wage that goes in that. You see, it's our duty to keep it. And if we've sinned, and we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, we're going to reap punishments. There's harsh consequences to being a sinner. What's the consequence of sin? The soul that sinneth shall what? Shall die. The wages of sin is what? Death. The lake of fire and brimstone is called the second what? Death. Amen. That's the wage of sin, praise God. Amen. Sin separates you from God. Sin, praise God, has punishment. It has torments. It has consequences. Think about the devil. The Bible teaches that Satan was called Lucifer. He was a covering cherub. He was at the right hand of God, the God's throne, beside Jesus and the Father, or the left side one. He was on either side of the throne there because he's a covering cherub. But praise God, he sinned in his heart, and what did God do with him? He cast him out of heaven. God hates sin. So sin brought separation. He cast an angel, his created son, who was close to God, he cast him clear out of heaven. Then God, the Bible says, prepared a lake of fire and brimstone, hell, for the devil and his angels. And he's going to be cast in there, praise God. And the Bible says he'll be tormented day and night forever and ever. That's eternal punishment, eternal death for the devil. How about man? God says your sins have separated you between you and your God. Amen. Separation. Then the Bible says, praise God, that when we sin against God, and we've all sinned, that God has reserved, or it teaches that God has reserved hell, a place in hell for us. God has. Think about that. God hates sin so much that He promises He's going to punish it, and He'll punish it in hell. The Bible says when Jesus comes back, He's going to execute judgment upon all and to commence all their ungodly deeds. And He's going to execute judgment upon them. He says they shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. That's the punishment, praise God. God has a day of judgment appointed, and every man, woman, and child that died in sin, when I say child, old enough to know better, that died in sin, praise God, they're going to stand before God and be judged. They're going to give account for every sin they did, every evil thought they thought, and every idle word they spoke. And then they're going to hear the dreadful words, I never knew you, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, you're cursed in the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. That should wake somebody up, don't you think? That should make somebody afraid. When we look at God's law, and I say, oh man, I've sinned. I broke that. And God says, the wages of sin is death. I'm under condemnation. I should be afraid. What's the beginning of wisdom? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Amen. Praise God. It starts there that you realize I'm lost. I'm undone. Now think about this law. Some man might say, well, I've never committed adultery on my wife. Jesus said, if you looked at a woman, you lusted in your heart after you committed adotry in your heart. Someone might say, I've never committed murder in my life. Jesus said, if you hate your brother, you're a murderer, amen. If you call a brother a fool, you're in the danger of hell fire. Pretty strong words, isn't it? These threatenings, this law is to convert the soul. It's to cause, amen, these sleeping sinners to wake up, amen. It's a fire alarm. Praise God, hell is coming. I'm on my way to a lost eternity. It's to wake them up. And praise God, that brings us to the second group of people. They're awakened sinners. They've been woke up. Amen, praise God, but they've received a spirit of bondage. Look with me in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. Ephesians 5, verse 13. Ephesians 5 and verse 13. It says, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. That word reproved means that you say, this is wrong. This is sin. When you tell the person, praise God, that's an alcoholic, look, this is sin. And God says, no drunkard's going to be in heaven. You're going to have to repent. You're reproving. He says, all things are reproved, that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever does make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Praise God. That's the second station of men. Amen. They've realized that they're a sinner. They've realized I've come short of the glory of God. They've been woke up. Amen. The Word of God, the law of God, and the Spirit of God working in their heart has woke them up. They've come awake. They're awake sinners, praise God. Amen. And to be saved, we all have to go through that because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now they realize they're sinners. They feel condemnation. Oh man, I've sinned. Now, I've been through every bit of it, you have too. I've sinned. And God is going to judge me. And God's going to put me in hell if I don't find a way to remedy my sin. Well, usually the first thing that comes by your way when you woke up is the spirit of fear and the spirit of bondage. And remember, these people that's asleep, they're not afraid of God. They don't worry about God. Those that's been woke up, they're afraid of God. They know that they're sinners. They know it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. So they're awake and they're afraid and they're scared to die. They're afraid of death because they know death is just a doorway. When they go through it, they're going into eternity and they're going to stand before an angry God and be judged for their sin. And they're afraid and they're in bondage, amen. A spirit of fear is upon them. So what do? Most of them become religious then. Amen. All you Hindus, all you Muslims. Most of you Catholics, spirit of fear. Oh, I got to get religion so I can appease my God. I got to do something so I won't go to hell. I got to reform my life. I got to change my bad habits. I got to practice something good. I got to change myself so God can look at me and say, you're worthy to go to heaven instead of hell. But praise God, they'll have no peace. Amen. Because they praise God, no man can work their way into the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise God. There's nothing you can do to cover your debt. Amen. You've sinned. And the wages of sin is death. There's nothing you can do from that point on to fix that yourself. There's nothing in your power to do it. But these people become religious and they suffer. And they suffer affliction and all these things trying to appease God for their own sins. It's impossible. Look at with me in Romans 7. Romans 7. Romans 7, praise God, is a picture of an awakened sinner. He realizes that he's a sinner. He realizes that he's lost. And he's going to try to change his own life. And listen what it talks about here. This picture of an awakened sinner. Verse 14, Romans 7, 14. For we know that the law is spiritual. We've looked at it. It's spiritual. But I am carnal, sold under sin. That's an awakened sinner. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. People that's under the bondage of fear and of death and they're an awakened sinner, they try to do God's service, but they can't. They try to abstain from sin, but they can't. They try to overcome their habits, but they can't. They want to keep the law of God, but they can't. And then he goes on, praise God. In verse 16, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it's good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me. They're awakened sinners, but sin has still got the power over their lives. For I know that in me that is in my flesh, verse 18, dwelleth no good thing, for the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. And that's something. That's a picture of an awakened sinner. No power. He knows right from wrong. He understands what sin is, but he's got no power to overcome it. He tries with all of his might to overcome the condemnation, but God loves him so much, God's not going to let him. God's not going to let that sinner that's awake, amen, praise God, have peace. It don't come through your works. It don't come through trying harder. That's not how God saves people, praise God. And most of these people that's trying to save themselves. These awakened sinners, when they're on their deathbed, it's awful. They're scared to death. Their only hope is that there's a purging after death. They're hoping that there's a purgatory. Purgatory is good news for them because they know they're not right with God. But that's the awakened sinner. We've been through it. I've been through it.
But thank God for amazing grace.
Amen. Verse 24, listen. This is where God brings us. He wipes us. He lets us know what we are. Sometimes we try to save ourselves. It's not going to work. He's going to get us to the point where we say in verse 24, Romans 7, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me? You got to get to the point where you know you can't save yourself. God, I'm unable to save myself from my sin. I can't appease you by my own words. Who shall deliver me? Who's going to save me? Answer verse 25. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. That's salvation. It's Jesus. It's a man named Jesus. The awakened sinner has the burden, condemnation of the law in his chest, the burden of sin on his back. He don't know how to get rid of it. And all of a sudden the Spirit of God lays hold on him and he says, Son, look up yonder at that cross, on that tree. That's the Son of God. Listen, look what's happening to him. There's a black cloud upon him. Well, what's that? That's your sin being laid upon the Son of the living God. Amen. Praise God. The Father has laid the sin of us all upon Him. Now listen to them thunderbolts. Listen, praise God, and look at the lightning. Look at the wrath of God upon the Son. I mean, what's that? Oh, that's God the Father punishing His Son for our sins in our place. Listen now, He cries out, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? He's been separated from God by our sins. Amen, He's drinking the full cup now. Now listen, it's finished. And he bows his head and he gives up the ghost. What's finished? Oh, it's finished. He paid it in full, praise God. He took my sin away. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Amen. He bought me with a price. By His blood He purchased me. He took my sins away. Praise the Lamb of God. Now look. On the third day, watch the stone. The stone is rolled away. And the Son of God is alive. He says, touch me and feel me. I'm flesh and bone. Amen. I'm alive forevermore. I got the keys of death and hell. Amen. All power is given unto me. Praise God. Now listen. He says, you go preach this gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. Praise God. That's the answer to the awakened sinner. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. He bore your sins. You have forgiveness through Him and through Him only. Praise God. The spirit of fear and the bondage is taken away and you receive another spirit. Oh, the spirit of adoption. Look at verse chapter 8, verse 15. Amen. Chapter 8 of Romans, verse 15. It says, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Amen. You've not got that no more, but you've received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. That spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Amen. When you're born again. Amen. We don't look at God as an angry God. Amen. Praise God. He's not angry with me anymore. Praise God. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. My sins have been taken away. I've received the spirit of adoption. I call Him Daddy. I call Him Father. Amen. He, praise God, loves me as He loves His own Son. Amen. The spirit of adoption has come into my life. Amen. I'm a child of the King. Praise God. Forgiveness of sins. The adoption, praise God, into the family of God. The indwelling of the Spirit. Oh, praise God. And it gets even better. Praise God. I'm forgiven. I'm adopted. Now what? Look at verse 3. Romans 8, verse 3. What it says. Praise God. Romans 8, verse 3. It says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak to the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Oh, that's a changed life. That's been changed. That's been born again. I mean, that law had no power to change my life. It just showed me that I was a sinner. It just said, you've sinned. You're condemned. Praise God. It didn't change who I was. But Jesus changes everything. He comes into your life, praise God, and He gives you power, amen, over your flesh, over your life. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. like one preacher said, Jesus didn't weaken the law. No, Jesus don't look at the sinner or at the Christian, I mean, and say, it's all right for you to steal a little bit now. No, it changes. You're giving now. I'm willing to give, not steal. Amen. Praise God. He didn't weaken it where praise God, it just said, thou shalt not murder, and just don't hate, but love. Love the enemy. Love everybody. Praise God. Amen. That's what God does. Now listen, He puts that in you. Praise God, when the Holy Spirit comes into you, praise God, it's to praise God, change your life, and to cause you to do what's right. Listen, that spirit of fear and of bondage, that awakened sinner, he tried with all his might and with all his strength in his flesh to do God's will. He couldn't do it. Jesus said, you can't do nothing without me. Nothing. The flesh profits nothing. But the Spirit profits all things. Praise God, the Spirit, through me, you can do all things. How did you stop drinking, brother? Well, Jesus saved me. I didn't try. He came into my heart and took it away from me. How would you change? Praise God, the way you talk. Tell you I got down and anointed my tongue with oil and say, God, change the way I talk. Take them dirty words out of my mouth. Praise God, He done it. Amen. These trials, these things in my life, I didn't have no power to take it away. I went to Jesus. I said, Jesus, would you take it away? Change my life. And He does the work in me. Praise God. He's got the power. I don't. Praise God. It's Him that saves. Praise God. Look with me in Romans 13, verse 9. Romans 13, verse 9. He says, for this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it's briefly comprehended. That means it's summed up in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Praise God, when the Holy Ghost moves in your life, you get love. Praise God for your neighbor. Amen. You don't want to hurt them. You don't want to steal from them. You don't want to talk mean about them. Praise God. There's a change made in your life. Amen. You love. And you love God. You love God. I don't serve God out of fear. That's not the true religion. Praise God. Amen. I'm saved now. I'm not afraid, praise God, because He saved me and He lives in me. I'm His boy. He saved me, praise the Lamb of God. Amen. I serve Him out of love. Out of love. I love Him. I want to do, praise God, His will. And if He'll give me strength to do it, I'll do it, praise God. Amen. He's so good to me, Brother Mike. Sometimes a Christian can get rebellious, praise God, and not obey God. He loves me so much, He gives me a spanking. He loves me so much that He'll give me a whipping once in a while. Praise God to get me on my way. Praise God. But He don't cast me off. Amen. He still loves me. Praise God. That's true salvation. It's freedom. It's not condemnation. It's not, praise God, the bondage. It's not the condemnation. Listen. Praise God. There's mercy with Jesus. Amen. If I stumble as a Christian, the Bible says confess your sins to God. And He's faithful and just to forgive me of my sin and to cleanse me of all unrighteousness, praise God. There's plenty of mercy in Jesus. There's amazing grace. Amen. I get stuff I don't deserve. Amen. I ain't got a lot of money. I ain't got a lot of things, but I got everything else. Praise the Lamb of God. I got Jesus in my life, and He's all that I need. Praise God. When I walk with Him, I got peace in my heart. I got joy in my heart. Amen. Praise God. I got liberty and freedom. Amen. And not only that, praise God, but in real life, I'm awfully rich. Praise God, because up there in the kingdom of God, I got a mansion, and the street is gold, and the walls are jasper. Praise God. Amen. I'm an heir of God and a joint heir of Jesus Christ. I'm going to inherit the earth and all that's in it. Praise God one day. Amen. It's done been laid up for me. How do you know? He done gave me a down payment. Amen. The down payment's in my soul today. It's the Spirit of Almighty God. It bears witness with my spirit that I am a child of God. Amen. Praise God. That's good news. Amen. Praise God. As we said though, praise the Lamb of God, there's forgiveness and mercy and there's power power in Jesus Christ. Amen. Power in a new birth. Power in a transformed life. The renewing of your mind. All that we need is in Jesus. There's a sin. Jesus has done got you the victory. You just trust Him. Praise God. Ask Him for it. He done got the victory. You're done set free. Praise God. Just take it. It's all there. Praise God. But all people, they're in one of the three categories. A whole lot of people, my friends, are asleep right now. They're asleep and they ain't worried about their condition. And the crazy thing about it, preachers are saying you're under grace and God loves you. Don't worry about a thing. It's not that way. They better get worried. Amen. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Praise God. If He wasn't something to worry about, God wouldn't have gave Jesus. Praise God. Look at Jesus on the cross. We need, praise God, to tell these people there's a hell, there's a law, there's condemnation, but there's freedom in Jesus. Praise God. Until they get woke up by the law of God, they're not going to be saved. Praise God. And them awakened people, they're awake. Yet they feel condemnation. Yet they're in bondage. They're praise God, they got the spirit of fear on them. Praise God, we got to look to Jesus. That song says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Hey man, get down and pray and seek His face and praise God, ask. Jesus said, if you knock and you seek, hey man, you'll get what you ask for. He's got everything we need, praise God. He's the Son of God. He died for my sins. He paid for them. He suffered for me and He's alive and I believe Him. Praise the Lamb of God. And He saves. Praise God, He saves. He's the answer. He's everything to us. Amen. It's all in Jesus. You know, it's easy. Sometimes the Galatians done it. They went from walking in the grace of God and got right back in that spirit of fear and bondage. We don't want to do that, do we? Praise God. When we think, hey man, I've got to do it. I've got to do it. Oh, I'm going to have to be circumcised. I'm going to have to keep feast days. I'm going to have to call God Yahweh and all these things so I can be saved. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're trying to save yourself. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Faith in Jesus saves. Nothing else. Don't get yourself in bondage, spirit of bondage and fear. Praise God, walk in grace. You'll live a holy life. Praise God, because it'll flow from you. Praise God. I'm so glad for Romans 10. Read with me, if you will, and we'll close. Romans 10 and verse 9. Says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believes on Him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Praise God. Shall be saved. I tell you what, that goes for Christians that's struggling. That goes for Christians that's in bondage, that's having trouble. The devil's fighting and he keeps putting it on them. Call upon Jesus. He secures them. He secures them to call upon Him. He runs, the Bible teaches, to the rescue. With every temptation, there's a way of escape. Every temptation. There's a way of escape. What is it? Jesus. I am the way. Call upon the man. Don't trust in your own flesh and power. You'll fail every time. Amen. Call upon Jesus Christ. Lord, help me. The devil's fighting me. Come by my way and give me victory. He'll do it every time. Praise God. Every time. Amen. Church, we're going to open up the altar and we're going to pray. Pray for each other.